Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't done record on Logic. Here we go.
Mystery on the rocks, oh yeah. Mystery on the rocks, yeah. Mystery on the rocks, yeah.
Happy New Year! It's, hey Chris, New Year, New Me, New Year, New You. What are you doing now that it's 2023?
Well, I'm going to start, that bloody well speak in my mind, actually.
Yeah, tell them, babe.
I am sick and tired of just being a beta, you know? And I just think it's
alpha cocks from now on.
Yeah, and I think you know what? Last couple of days, you know, I've discovered Andrew Tate, and I think that, I think Andrew Tate is,
this guy's good. And the mainstream media, all they could do was tear him down, and they got what they wanted.
Yeah, well, also, I mean, like, it's such alpha energy, I think, to not care about your crimes enough to hide them.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. And to move to Eastern Europe to commit them. And hey, everybody, if you're just listening and going like, I can only hear two voices again, it's because Masood has left the show. No, it's because Masood is still away with his family.
I'm here, guys. I'm sorry.
Hello, everybody. It is me, Masood. Masood has still got family commitments. We will have Masood back.
When those family commitments end.
Yeah. When the Christmas season
is over.
You
know.
This is being recorded on December 30th, 2022. And we, like, some crazy news happened in the last couple of days. So we thought it'd be fun to jump on and start the
and
year.
And also, like, to take the opportunity, because I don't know whether you will. You will have by the time this goes out. Listen to our Christmas episode.
Yeah.
We were cut short slightly and couldn't do any mid-season admin.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
So
we very much had to be like, okay, everybody, bye. So
yeah, that's it. We had to get out of the Phoenix Arts Club shopish because they were about to start a show and we didn't realise.
Yeah. We had no idea that was going to happen.
We suddenly were like thrown out. So anyway, it's really nice to be here to recording a little New Year's episode. Chris, should we talk about what's coming up next season? And then we can talk about some of the crazy news that's broken, that's made the end of the year real pop.
Yeah. So
what are we drinking?
Are we doing that first of all?
Yeah, okay, let's do what we're drinking.
You're going to be happy with what I've got, I think. I think you can probably guess what it is.
Have you got a Filthy Smoke?
I've got a
Filthy Weathers.
So this is because I got given, Louisa got me a bottle of Smokehead for Christmas, but
sweet.
A Smokehead, not just a Smokehead I haven't tried before, a Smokehead I didn't know existed until I laid eyes on it.
What
and
a dream.
It's from tequila casks.
Mm.
So I tried it last night and it's sublime.
Is it the best one, would you say?
Of the Smokeheads.
Yeah.
I think I might.
Really?
I think I might, but I don't know whether that's just because it's sort of like Christmas newness, you know?
And of course.
Your new toy is always your favourite one.
I love tequila, so maybe that would be my favourite.
It is a very delicious whiskey, but then I thought, because I've never had, because you last episode, whenever this goes out, got me the bottle of the butterscotch liqueur.
Schnapps, yeah, the butterscotch schnapps by Tekien.
It's nice, isn't it? Yeah.
Not as sweet as you'd think.
No, well, I was always, you've raved about it, and I've always been dubious of the Filthy Weathers. I wouldn't have thought the flavours went well together. But do you know what it is, listeners? If you're dubious about the basically a filthy word is smoky whiskey, very, very heavily peated whiskey, and the butterscotch schnapps.
Now, technically, it should be with filthy smoke whiskey.
True.
I will accept other smoked whiskies.
Well, you'll have to, because I'm filthy smoke. But the reason I think this works so well is because it's something that didn't really occur to me, but it's kind of got a salted caramel or maple-y bacon thing going
That's
on.
That's it.
So the savoury and the sweet does actually work particularly well. It's a triumph, basically.
Yay!
I should never have doubted Suze. It's delicious. It's probably going to be a staple when I fancy a drink, but because it's minimal effort as well.
That's it. It's a perfect, and it's two things. Yeah. So you got a filthy Werther's and you're loving it.
Oh my God. Honestly.
It goes down so smooth.
It's incredible.
I made me and Gareth for Christmas Eve, basically like a pint of. Huge glasses of filthy Werther's.
I think not only is the filthy Werther's like incredible by itself, but you could properly jazz up a hot chocolate with this. You know,
smoke up your life. It's true. Mm. Well, I'm drinking fucking mulled wine.
Oh,
people watching can see me leaning it to the camera. I just got mulled wine in a mug, made it in a microwave. It's nice. P.S. Oh, what do you mean video, Suze? Well, we have a Patreon, patreon.com/mysteryontherocks. There is exclusive Patreon only content all the effing time. You can go on there, check it out. At the top tier, you get access to everything and free stuff. So like once you've joined, you get a t-shirt, a mug, a poster and a hoodie, all branded Mystery on the Rocks. Chris is wearing it right now. You can see it on the video, but you're not on the video, so you can't see it because you're not on the Patreon yet.
Those are the merch items currently available. There will be a tote bag as well at some point on the top tier, and then also little extra things just for the big guns.
That's it, you lucky so and so's. And you get to see us. And
plus, there's a wealth of stuff on there now. I don't know if people.
We record so much more than the episodes, and it's all there.
I don't know if people have joined the Patreon sort of like recently, but there's like years worth of stuff for you to go back, find, listen to, and watch. There's an entire. Basically, you can combine, because we recorded. Me and Suze went up to Leicester to do some weird preview shows.
Yeah.
It was the first time.
Summer, wasn't it?
It was the first time either of us had done stand-up for that ever. Long on stage for a really long time.
Yes.
And it was just a weird gig. And we
That's recorded so true.
And we recorded our journey back as a bonus episode, but we also filmed the gigs as well. We've edited those together. So by watching that video and listening to that episode, you got a pretty immersive experience of what it's like to be a comedian having done a weird gig.
Yeah, it was a weird gig. Oh, and also on the Patreon, there's all the cocktail recipes, and you get access to the Discord. And hello, shout out to all the people on our Discord who've been chatting and that. We pop in from time to time to say hello and have a little chat with you. So if you fancy being on the Discord, you can. Anyway, patreon.com/mysteryontherocks.
There we go. What were we talking about now?
What's happening next season?
Next season is going to come in the new year, this year, at some point. Now, logistically, we have to work out when we can all get together. But get this, guys. We're also going to be booking guests. So that's an extra layer of admin. so guests will be coming back for season 6. But on Patreon, which we were just talking about, our patrons have voted for the first block of the episodes for season 6. And we're going to start the polls again. So if you want to get on to, what's the word, find your own fate and choose the cases for season 6, that's where you do it. So eventually season 6 will have been put together entirely by our patrons.
Yes, which is cool.
Yeah, I think it's cool. And they've picked some really good ones too. Really good ones. I would normally sort of like spoil them as sneak peeks, but because I want the element of surprise for when we actually do them, so I'm not going to tell you what they are. But honestly, they've picked some great ones.
I am excited. Yeah, I mean, our last season went on forever.
Too long.
but we really covered some ground.
Oh, yeah, but more, we bit off more than we could chew, I think. and then belligerently committed. So
belligerently committed, it's true.
That said, there was some of our best stuff in there, I think.
Agreed.
That's too objective a phrase to use. Some of my personal favourite stuff.
No, I think it was good. I think the best intro to us isn't necessarily just listen to that entire series, but it's, if you like our stuff, then it's a wealth of mysteries that cover much ground.
I was really surprised by how many big events of the 20th century did have an element of mystery.
Yes,
we didn't have to stretch the definition of the podcast too much too often. Do you know what I mean?
No, that's it. So, 2022 has been, for me, a weird year for news. We've had three prime ministers in a year, which is not something we're used to in this country. We usually have them for like 5 years at a time. Even Johnson lasted 3.5 years, you know, but his reign came to an end in 5 months ago.
Cameron was six, right?
Yeah. Yeah. He was Tory leader for longer, but yeah, he was PM 2010 to 2016.
Did Johnson have a longer spell in number 10 than Brown?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
Gordon Brown was 2.5 years. Just under 3 years. Mm-hmm.
Oh, there we go.
He was in there longer than May as well.
Brown?
Johnson was longer than May.
Oh, right. I was going to say...
Wait. Yeah, he was three... I think he was 3 years on the dot.
Johnson was?
Yeah.
And so Theresa similar. May was...
I think the same.
Yeah, hang on a minute.
She came in just after Brexit.
Yeah, but it wasn't immediate, was it? I think because it was almost...
It was pretty soon because there was no real leadership contest.
Yeah, was it? Because they all dropped out.
Yeah, including Johnson. And it made Nadine Dorries cry. There's that amazing footage.
She won by default, didn't she?
Yeah.
Because for a while, wasn't it going to be her and Leadsom?
I think yes.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
But that, I feel like, because the Brexit vote happened in, oh God,
June 23rd, I believe.
Yeah. But then I don't feel like she actually became Prime Minister until the end of August or September.
Oh, was it as long as that?
Am I wrong in that?
Let's have a look. I'll find out. This is good, isn't it? Do you like the way I went? News has been exciting. And now we're like, when did Theresa May become PM?
Yeah.
Well, she was 13th of July. So it literally was a couple of weeks.
Wow. Yeah. A lot longer than that.
2.5 weeks, basically.
So yeah. So she was just over 3 years then, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Johnson, I want to say, was sort of August, September. So basically, Johnson, one of the best days of my life was I was in Italy on holiday. Lucky old me. Yeah, in July this year. And everyone started resigning.
Yeah.
So there was like 24 hours when there was a resignation ticker on the news, like 10 cabinet ministers, 20 cabinet ministers.
It was like it snapped because obviously... Yeah. Everyone was gunning for Johnson in terms of people outside of the party, like in the news and everything. Even the Sun, I think, at some point was like,
they'd had enough.
This is ridiculous.
The Mail had enough and everything, yeah.
Because of Partygate and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But it still felt like the weak ass defences were being put out, and then all of a sudden, resign.
Yeah,
resign.
It was amazing.
Wow. Okay. It took me by surprise.
It was quick. Things were quick. So we lost Johnson basically in July. We got a new prime minister in September. Queen up and died. What a shocker that was. She was so young. And then we had Truss for 6 weeks. And over 2 weeks of that was spent with her like complete lame duck prime minister doing nothing because everyone was focused on the Queen.
Yeah,
so she essentially had 4 weeks of leadership.
I think it's 2022 is going to be one of those years where you look back years from now and be like, well, that was that year too.
Yeah, everything happened. So we had Truss, yeah. And now we've got Sunak, who lost to her in the leadership election, but now he got his chance. And politics has all got, I don't want to say the word boring because that's not what happens. It's got very frustrating. It's like this weird stalemate where no one's doing anything interesting enough for anyone to pay attention. Anyone who doesn't need to be paying attention, if that makes sense. Like there's nothing explosive happening. So a lot of people are going, oh, Sunak's very competent. So no.
Yeah, it does feel like they've gone quite deliberately quiet so that they can say, well, we've dealt with all the scandals now.
Yeah.
We can move forward. And
there's just acres of scandals waiting to come out. I think we can safely say there's going to be a Labour government in the next election. Oh, Suze, don't say that. Well, if I'm wrong, then it's not my fault. I predicted something based on everything. However, I think you get Labour for one term if they carry on as they are, which isn't enough. They're going to do fuck all them. They're going to make everyone a little bit more comfortable because the red team will be in charge.
I think there's a sense of like, if a party win an election, they do overlook a lot of factors in favor of thinking that they were brilliant.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I always think of it as however many differences comedians have with each other. In like a comedy competition where you're all there in the final, say.
Yeah.
There's no real like animosity between you because it's a gig. You're just doing a gig.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever does best at that gig wins that award.
Yeah.
But in the back of everyone's heads, they know that it's a gig and it can go either way for anybody. Do you know what I mean? So like there's never any... So in that respect, I don't think that politicians think like that during an election. They don't look at the other factors, which way the wind's blowing, or why did that by-election go that way, why did we lose that seat, like between general elections. Like when a general election happens, it's very much like one person won, and that's never ever the case. So
it's true.
If you know, we do get a Labour government next time, it's very easy for Starmer to be like, did it.
Yeah.
And like without really thinking about why. Because I think if there is a Labour government next time, it won't be because Labour won, it'll be because the Tories lost.
Oh my god, the Tories are I went to an Enough is Enough rally, and Enough is Enough is like a sort of an online movement that isn't actually affiliated with a political party, and they're, you know, supporting the strikes. It's all about the cost of living crisis. And I went to a rally where there were some speakers, including Jeremy Corbyn, and Rob Delaney was speaking as well. And it was, you know, an exciting day. It was very energizing. But Rob Delaney got up and he said, this Tory government has very quickly gone from the emperor has no clothes to the emperor is running down the street naked shouting, I'm nude. And it's true. And they're still doing that now, even though Sunak's got nice hair and his suit kind of fits him and blah, blah, blah.
His trousers don't.
No, they don't. They're too short. Was he trying to make himself look tall by saying, my trousers are so... Sunak says he's 5'7". No.
Yeah, men do that.
He ain't 5'7".
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What was I talking about? So, guys,
We got as far as
Liz Truss, Sunak. So we've had our multitude of prime ministers and look forward to more fireworks next year. Stop doom posting. It doesn't do anyone any good. If you post, if you decide you go on social media and you post, we are all fucked, that doesn't help you or anyone else. And it's not true. So that's what I say on
that. No, you're dead right.
I get really fed up with it when people just, when I will say something based, well, it happened. We've discussed this at length, but 2 years ago when it was the run up to the 2020 US election, I kept posting facts about how Trump could, there was virtually no path to victory for him. From the summer onwards, I was posting that, not because I'm so smart, because I was looking at the polls and where it was going. And every single time it became really grating, people in my replies going, no, Sue, sorry, I think Trump's going to win. You're like, we have to show you're working. Treat you like maths GCSE.
it's the same with, because this is another big thing that happened this year that we kind of glossed over because of all the domestic stuff.
Mm. But
when Russia invaded Ukraine,
yes,
a lot of people were like, well, that's it. World's over.
Yeah, World War III, here we come. Yeah, it's not true.
And that's not to play down how bad it
no,
is in Ukraine.
No, absolutely, horrendous.
But it doesn't help anybody to instantly go straight to the worst case scenario.
Plan
for the worst and hope for the best. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Yeah. But
they're not like, planning, are they? They're just doom posting because they think it makes them look smart.
Yeah. Exactly. It's a very teenagey sixth form thing to emo actually.
You're right. You are correct. Yeah, I find it very irksome, this thing people do where they just say, oh, I've just got a bad feeling. Like, well, you're not a psychic. I have a habit of replying to them like, oh, if you've got feelings about stuff, when am I going to get a big film role and stuff like that? And they're like, oh, I don't mean it like that. Like, well, you have as much... there's as much credence I can give to either prediction because you're not basing it on anything.
Yeah. Basically, because what you've done is that my feeling that Trump isn't going to win that election is based on information. What's your feeling?
Yeah. Oh, well, that's what everyone said in 2016. No, it actually isn't what everyone said in 2016 because everyone was going off vibes then as well, which was he can't possibly win.
Hmm.
And people hate him, but I like Michael Moore. I'm sure he's a slightly disagreeable man, but I like his documentaries and he was right. He was right. Trump's going to win this election and you need to be careful about how you're campaigning to Hillary. Mm. He was saying her campaigning is not going to be effective and he was right. But people are so angry with him about that. Like he lost that election for Hillary. And I follow the channel, The Young Turks on YouTube and they're quite
entertaining. Watching their coverage.
We were, because they were some of the only channel that wasn't saying like, it's all over. Cenk Uygur, who founded the Young Turks, they're sort of left-wing YouTube news commentary channel, and they're good fun. Cenk, in the run-up to the 2016 election, was saying, like, this is dangerous. Hillary Clinton can very easily lose this election, and I'm worried about it. And the other commentators on the channel were always like, oh, no, Cenk, no. And then in the run-up to 2020, he was saying, there's no way Trump wins this election. He's going down. And I kind of, you know, it's that thing where you're like, oh, it's such a relief to hear it day after day from him.
Yeah.
He's kind of been right about everything. It's that thing where it's like Bernie Sanders as well just keeps getting proved right. And people still like, I'm so angry with these obstructionist assholes who lose elections for the Dems. Like, fucking hell, man. Anyway, so, yeah, be prepared for... stuff in politics to happen that you are surprised by because you're so used to things being shit, if that makes sense. Like things just don't get exponentially worse.
No, they don't. And also it's kind of like turning a cruise liner around. It doesn't happen instantly. So like, you can kind of see the moves that have got to be made before big things will happen.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, so you can almost predict certain elections like Trump's going to win, Trump's going to lose, and you've just done it earlier on with who's probably going to win our next general election.
Yeah, I just think it's Labour's turn, which tends to be what happens. Like, people talk about...
She's just got a feeling.
I just got a feeling. People talk about how Blair changed everything for Labour, which, again, wasn't true. What I don't think everything Blair did was bad by any stretch of the imagination, but he was basically carrying on what had gone before with some nice little flourishes.
Susie's a big fan of the war as well.
I love Iraq. So this is a fact that I always find really interesting. If no one knows this fact, here you are. Here's something fun. The biggest vote share any party has ever received in British electoral history is Major's Tories in 92. So they got the highest vote count of any. Like, Kinnock was expected to win that election. And that's where the term shy Tories comes from, because the polls were so inaccurate. So, but that what I'm saying is Major's Tories in 92, who won a all right majority, but it was slimmish. They won far more votes than Blair's Labour in 97. So basically Labour win elections when Tories stay home.
Which is declared as a landslide.
Yeah, and it was seat-wise, and they got a much higher vote. But basically, Labour wins elections when Tories stay home, and that's what happened. There's this idea that masses of Tories migrated over to Labour, and that Labour have got to do that again. And it just isn't what happened. There were Tories who then switched their vote, and Labour had never looked that neoliberal before. but the attraction was, we're so sick of these guys. They've been in 18 years, we're so sick of them. And that Starmer is really no Tony Blair.
No, he's not even a Major. Do you know what I mean? No. A Major was quite insipid.
Oh my God. Well, Major was very strident on matters such as privatization. You see the privatization that took place under him for 7 years. Pretty upsetting that Blair did so little about it. Anyway, I'm embittered. So, should we talk about something called Andrew Tate?
Oh, right, okay.
Her Madge.
Yeah, lots of stuff happened in 2022. But then, like, most recently, which is actually what compelled us to actually talk.
Yeah, we were like, oh my God, let's come online and do this. And Masu couldn't make it. We were like, no.
Yeah. You weren't going to get anything until next season, to be honest with you. But the Andrew Tate thing, I thought, was impeccable.
Oh, it's just delicious.
Yeah, there's been some fact-checking in the last 12 to 24 hours, but the story itself is so good that I'll pinpoint that bit when we get to it. But didn't he just tweet unprovoked to Greta Thunberg?
Yes.
How many cars he had and stuff.
If a lot of people have never heard of Andrew Tate until the last 24 hours. I have, because I follow a lot of commentators who cover these sort of... He's a bit of a men's rights activist.
He comes in waves. Yeah. So I first heard
it's
of
really
him,
gross.
I first heard of him like probably about a year or 18 months ago, because he was getting quite big on TikTok. But I still didn't know who he was. He was just this inexplicably rich guy. And then you're right, this men's rights stuff, but he was talking about how to beat women in these videos about how if his girlfriend accused him of cheating on her, this is what he'd do and stuff. Mm.
Yeah, and it's very, not that this makes it really any less sinister, but it's very easy to say like, oh, he did it all for the clicks. He's a reactionary designed to cause a reaction.
A video came out of him beating a girlfriend with a belt.
He was a kickboxer.
He was in Big Brother as well.
Yes,
after
he was in
watching it.
Same. He apparently was voted out first in a series of Big Brother, which I actually didn't know until about a week ago.
I don't think he was voted out. I think he was kicked out. I think he was kicked out for his usual like bullshit.
Yeah, if you know about, you know, these people who follow people like Stephen Crowder, Tim Pool, Kanye West these days, Alex Jones, he's in that sort of camp. He's a bit of a Jordan Peterson type. he's my age, I think. Maybe, no, he's younger. He's 36. And
yeah, he's 86 he was born in.
86, yeah, a year younger than me.
Yeah, get it right, Suze. If we're going to talk about the big man, like, don't...
If you're the ultimate supreme gentleman.
Get your facts right, right?
And he appeals to incels. He has said that women who are raped should take responsibility for what happened to them. Trying to think what else you need to know about him. Oh, he set up a webcam business with cam girls. So he manages cam girls, essentially. Now,
what was different about his business?
Well, there's nothing strictly wrong with that. You know, sex work is work, etc. However, in the last 24 hours, we're skipping ahead. Last 24 hours, his house has been raided. His house in Romania has been raided, and complaints from 6 women who are trafficked and being forced to perform on webcam.
Well, it's actually, it was part of his website, right? So
yes.
He actually said that his methods were, he made all of his money from webcamming, and the women he got to do the webcamming were his girlfriends.
Yes.
And what he would do was he would make these women fall in love with him and coerce them into doing it. And this is all a part of his, like, about section on his website.
P.S. this man has no chin.
So it's kind of, you can get a bit blurry about what's only coming to light in the last 48 hours of what was already out there. But because people are only finding out really about Andrew Tate recently, they think it's all coming at once as a torrent of information. Because those 6 women, I think, made their complaint months ago because his house got raided in April.
They couldn't find him. The Romanian police force were like, because it's only a local, you know, people, there's people going, why didn't they just bug his phone? Why didn't they just track his phone? Because it's a local police force. They couldn't find him. So should we get on to how they found him?
Yeah, the other thing about, if it's such a small police force and, you know, why can't they just find him? One of the accusations isn't, it's actually like organized crime.
Oh, yeah.
And he has a lot of money. And a lot of his TikTok videos were him posing with guns. So,
yes,
it's, as we know,
you didn't want a Waco on your hands.
Yeah, they couldn't just, they didn't just take Capone down either. Now, that's to suggest that Andrew Tate is a criminal genius, which he isn't, because we're about to get on to why.
Yes. So Andrew Tate, as you said, unprovoked, tweeted at teenage environmentalist Greta Thunberg.
She's an adult, Suze.
She's an adult. She's still a teenager. She's 19.
I had my shit together at 19. So just...
yeah, I was very smart at 19 and totally knew how to live my life.
I had a gold 1989 Nissan Micra by the time I was 19. So.
Oh, sweet. I had an old Mini, also from 89. He tweeted at Greta Thunberg, "Hi Greta, I own 33 supercars, including an 8-litre Bugatti, including," and listed a couple of the cars. He went, "I'd love to send you the full list if you just let me have your email address." I mean, it's a stupid fucking tweet, as if
he was listing, he was saying, "I'd like to tell you exactly what all their emissions are."
Yeah, like Greta Thunberg is, but that's the idea that the reactionary right have about people who care about climate change, that they're going to go, "I saw a Ferrari." It's like, it's really not how it works.
But yeah, it does bear repeating as well, the fact that he's 36 years old and totally unprovoked has just decided to go for a 19-year-old climate activist.
He also has been banned from Twitter for a long time for hate speech, and Elon Musk let him back on, which is an important part of the story, because it's like, thank you, comrade Elon.
Do you know the details of his Twitter ban?
I actually can't remember what they are. I was told what it was. But so he's been banned for like 9 years.
It was 2017.
Oh, it was not 9 years. Sorry.
Unless he's been banned before that. But or it was a different account. But in 2017,
it's 5 years.
In 2017, he got banned for saying what you said earlier, that rape victims should bear some.
That was why he got banned. Yeah. Okay, right. And that comes at the end of a long road.
What a sad road, cancelling people like this. You know?
Yeah, how dare they? Freedom of speech.
This is the ultimate end point. So
so Elon Musk allows him back on Twitter, and he chooses early in his second chance on Twitter to say this to Greta Thunberg, who replies saying, like, oh, I'd love to hear about it. Please email me at smalldickenergy@getalife.com. Small dick energy is the same as like small man syndrome.
You're right.
In the same way that like small man syndrome, you can't apply that to Prince, who was 5'2". Prince is like a giant.
Yeah. But with her comeback, right? Mm. If this had been two random people just having an argument on Twitter, that's not a very funny comeback. But it's Andrew Tate and it's Greta Thunberg. And it's Greta Thunberg tweeting him back like that.
Yeah.
So it was funny, very funny. And like, I think it was good of her to do that. Any right-minded person would side with Greta Thunberg and go, nice one, well done, very good.
So then Andrew Tate made a video responding to that to show how not mad he was.
But how long later?
Oh, it took like a day.
She tweeted him back, please enlighten me, get a life. Oh, what is it?
Small dick energy at getalife.com. It took him a day. And also several of his stans and people like Matt Walsh and, you know, the sort of people who stan Elon Musk, who hasn't come up yet on this podcast. And now we finally mentioned him on this episode. They were like, she's just admitted she has a small dick. I was like, no, that's not what small dick energy is. But also like, that was the best they could do. But it took Andrew Tate a full day to go, thanks for admitting you have a small dick. It's like, mate, you are 36 years old and that took you that long.
So pathetic.
But he made a video where he's wearing a little silky kimono, smoking a cigar and telling us how not mad he is. What else is in that video, Chris?
The thing I like most about that video, by the way, isn't necessarily the detail we're about to talk about. It's the way he thinks of himself when he's talking.
He's not mad, by the way. He's not mad.
So it's like he's got his cigar and he does the Jordan Peterson thing of, I'm actually very clever.
Yes.
You may think that you have got me, but you have not. It's that sort of thing that I really enjoyed watching that.
Yeah.
And then he, what is it? Is he butler or something, or his mate? He orders somebody to bring to him some pizza, but yes, make sure those boxes haven't been recycled, as like an extra.
Oh, burn. Yes. Yeah. Burn
to Greta Thunberg.
And all of this is so delicious.
Yeah. So then he has these pizza boxes in front of him, and they are pizza boxes from place called Jerry's.
Yeah, Jerry's Pizza.
And Jerry's Pizza is a pizzeria in Romania.
Yes.
Where he has his home. Mm-hmm. One of his homes. Now, this meant that the Romanian police knew now that he was in Romania. And it led to his arrest, right?
Yes. Yeah, yesterday.
So him and his brother were arrested and spent last night in jail.
Yeah. All because he tried to get a teenager.
Yeah.
For no reason.
There's a few things I'd like to talk about. First of all, when I said that something has been fact-checked recently, the Romanian anti-organized crime force has come out and said that that isn't what made them go and arrest him.
Right.
They've said that. The timing of it is, it makes the story so much more fun to imagine that is what happened, that it was his revenge video to Greta Thunberg in his pizza box that made him, because mm-hmm. she then tweeted, didn't she? She was like, this is why you need to recycle your pizza boxes.
Which is very funny.
But regardless of whether or not he was hoist by his own pizza box,
it's
still delicious that he's ended up being detained after having embarrassed himself like that with the video anyway. So
that's right.
I think
stupid.
I think whatever happens now, and everybody can guess what I hope happens. I hope that I hope that the charges stick and he goes.
Yes,
down.
Same, yeah.
But The story itself was like that. It was a good day on Twitter.
Oh, I love a good day on Twitter. I haven't had a day that good on Twitter, I don't think, since January 6th, 2021.
Yes. But like the lover of the lover of mysteries in me, and specifically Columbo, because it's such a Columbo move that if it's the pizza box that got him,
yeah,
tiniest little detail being what brought him down.
Yes, absolutely.
It's too. If what the Romanian anti-organized crime unit is saying is true, then it is too good to be true. But I wish it wasn't. I wish it was the pizza box. That,
yeah.
And I wish it was some like junior officer that was watching the video that was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
We've got him.
You know? Yeah, it's wait, too
wait
good.
Until, if you wait until the start of season six, and like that could be March. And then it's like, oh, the moment's passed.
Absolutely, yeah. And we will, I'm sure, release a few episodes like this between now and March.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And obviously the Patreon's not going to go quiet. So no. There'll still be stuff on there.
Mm.
If you want to vote for what season six is going to look like, you should get on Patreon, because that's where the polls are going to be. The first eight? Or is it nine? I can't remember. The first block of them are chosen anyway.
Patreon.com/mysteryontherocks. We were going to do Trump's tax returns as well, but maybe we could do another little one on that in a few days.
Yeah, maybe. Because when more details come out about them.
That's what I'm thinking. There's going to be an awful lot of stuff that people go, and this means this, and then we can go, ooh.
Yeah.
But yes, I like a good day on Twitter, and I've another great year for Mystery on the Rocks. Yeah. 4 years since we started recording. Masood would have loved to have been here, I'm sure, but he's with, I believe, Sarah's family. Is that right?
He's with the in-laws, I think, yeah.
Yeah, so. All holed up north with two kids and a whole family.
One of them brand new.
Absolutely, brand shiny and new. So we will speak to you all again very soon. Thank you for joining us all this year. Shall we buy in a very Mystery on the Rocks fashion, Chris?
Yeah, because we were robbed of it last week.
We were. We had to go in such a hurry.
Understandably, I don't really go thinking that we felt wronged for being turfed out. It was quite right that we were turfed out.
Absolutely.
We just didn't know that we had to be done at a certain time.
No. All right. Well, Happy New Year, and see you all real soon. Bye.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.